Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 25th of September, recording at 9:18 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights. The main ones in here. In the Asian stock markets, generally steady. Australia, a new all-time high. India, a new all-time high. The European markets, however, were weaker. I'm in here today. They started weaker and stayed down really most of the day. Wall Street, however, closed with modest gains, well, mostly. Up 19 on the Dow, down just half a point on the S&P, and up 15.5 on the NASDAQ composite. So that's a modest gain if you net it all out. And Wall Street had been in the minus column for most of the day, but never excessively so. Long-dated government bonds, another quiet day, but steadier in the European prices due to the weakness of stock markets. The U.S. dollar, I sound like a broken record on this, hitting another new low for the index today. And it's currently 141.38, or the euros at 141.38. That's probably the main, and one of the main changes. The dollar index is at 78.316, and it has been lower. It's been as low as 78.213. Precious metals, despite the weaker dollar in here today, encountered their first bout of profit-taking, but then pretty much recovered. For instance, gold bullion, as I speak, is up 90 cents at 31.50, but it did dip down to 722.73. And equally in the futures contract, December gold down a fraction at 738.70. was down to 729.20 at one stage. Now the star performer in here, although it was still a modest gain overall in the precious metals, was platinum, and that's very interesting. It's lost at 350 on the first month, 1350, I beg your pardon, on the first month continuation chart. The soft commodities look mostly easier. And I'm just going to check on that. And although wheat was up again, but corn and soybeans down a little bit. And that U.S. coffee contract, that's been strong recently, and that was up again in here today. Lumber was also up, but the others seem to be mostly down. And crude oil, last but not least, was hit here. This is the fading hurricane risk in the Gulf of Mexico. Fading for the moment at any rate, and left gold down 142 at 79.53. That's an after-hours price. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, the best stock markets, my favorite stock markets, are looking a little bit overextended once again. You look at that India chart that I posted. Now, that's certainly not a big worry. It's not a worry at all, I would say. But it is, as I say, getting a little bit overstretched. And although there's no diminution in momentum at present, no doubt helped by that impressive cricket victory in the 2020 series, but it is susceptible once again to a reversion to the mean represented by that 200-day moving average that I have shown once again. Hong Kong's more overextended. Following its run here, watch for a down an eventual downward dynamic to cap this rally and suggest a little bit of mean reversion. But these are markets that remain very attractive overall, and I'm not worried about my positions here. Now, China also steady, although some loss of upside momentum, it should be mentioned in the A shares, but still very near the highs, just a Modest Day's Upside will produce another new all-time high there. So that's certainly not over in my view. Some of the other stock markets, well, again, Australia, it's been an impressive rally. Resources have been good generally. And as I say, that Australian index hit a new high. Looks a little overstretched in running there, and so may pause and range here a bit. But these are not the markets to worry about. The markets to worry about, look at the markets that are heavily weighted with Western banks. Ireland, this is a very weak performance despite a big move on the downside. And the UK isn't doing all that well. Switzerland looks worse. Big loss of momentum there. This is just a lengthy range at best, and it wouldn't take much erosion for that to look a little bit toppy. Well, it already looks a little bit toppy. It wouldn't be take much erosion for that to look seriously toppy. Now, the Japanese market is almost interesting. Well, I won't say I'll remove the almost. It's beginning to become interesting because of the extent of the overall downside move that it's had in such a hot region, Asia, of course. But again, these banks are very soft. There's been nothing in the way of confirming bottom evidence or evidence to confirm that bottoms have been reached. And I do fear that the toxic waste still resides within those Japanese banks. As I've said before, I've got no inside information on that. I haven't read a thing about it, although no doubt somebody's written about it somehow. But it's the only plausible explanation that I can think of, at any rate, as to why that chart has been so persistently weak overall. Now, I have talked, oh gosh, I've been mentioning for since last autumn that one of the three alarm bells that would ring for me on stock markets, what were they? A spike in the oil price. We haven't seen that. We've seen steady oil. Markets can adjust to a steady, gradual rise, I should say, in a commodity price, even an important commodity such as oil. And that's off its highs at the moment, as you know. The other one is a spike in long-dated government bond yields that caused big problems in June of 2006, May of 2006. And the but it's not a problem. The spiking yields are definitely not a problem right now. The third factor that I mentioned was an accelerating decline for the US dollar. And this dollar really is looking ropey in here. So that is very much a concern because if that dollar does accelerate down, we will see a crisis mentality develop very, very rapidly, and that would weigh on some stock markets. My guess is that it would weigh most heavily on the stock markets that have been showing the more mediocre performances overall. Now, again, a more gradual decline in the dollar, sort of a ranging decline, would actually be favorable for the US economy and also the US stock market, and other countries could adjust to that. So it's when the dollar starts to become a front page item, and that's approaching. Here, it's certainly a front of the business section, becoming a front of the business section item in general newspapers. So again, this is making me nervous in here. The best thing I could say would is to expect choppy activity overall. And if you're not impressed with the performance of some of your market positions, then you might want to be thinking about raising a little more cash overall. And I see no reason to disturb any of my long-term portfolio holdings. They did just what I expected them to do, which was Yes, they would get hit in a medium-term correction. Inevitably, they'll get hit because people will sell the good stuff as well as the bad. They'll sell the good stuff if only so that because they can actually do so. They can take a profit in a liquid market. But my view was that those would bounce back most quickly, and that has happened. But the dollar evidence that I see could make that sector choppy again, overall. Would I ride that out? Probably. I probably would, because I don't think we're going to see a triggering of a bear market at this stage. But we, well, all I'm, what I'm really doing is cautioning against a view that the turbulence is over. And some of these markets, well, having seen bear markets in the bank indices in Europe and the USA, the only bank that's looking good in the USA is Goldman Sachs. They came out with the good figures. And I suppose if one was going to bet on any bank, given the Hank Paulson connection there and so on, it would be Goldman Sachs. But the others, they have not resumed the declines, but they have eased back and are not that far away from their actual lows. And the Japanese banks have been hitting new lows almost daily, although not today. And the European banks are barely steady overall. So that is a worry. If banks resume their declines, I'm of the view that what's bad for banks at these levels will be even, or would be even worse for the rest of those markets overall. So I'd be a bit edgy about the European indices generally. Now, what else to mention in here? One of the beneficiaries of that continued dollar decline, of course, would be gold and other precious metals. Now, platinum, I said I'd get back to platinum. This is really interesting. Look at that weekly chart. I've posted it on comment. And platinum is pressing right up against its highs for the last, well, for well over a year. And I would, given the overall tone in here of these precious metals, I would give the upside the benefit of the doubt. I have leveraged my platinum position up a bit recently, although I haven't added that to that in here today. But I think that we're quite likely to see a very decisive upward break by this extremely important precious metals market. And supplies are fairly thin, so you get speculators jumping on this trend in addition to what we've seen previously. And a new all-time high on the platinum price is going to ring a few bells in dealing rooms. And we could see quite a surge overall. I felt, as veteran subscribers will know, I felt that that was not a question of if, but when. And so I do think we have scope for some explosive moves on the upside in precious metals. Now, if that's the case, then obviously those of us who are positioned for such a move would make some outstanding profits, and it would be time. And against that background of outstanding moves on the upside, we would want to be jamming up stops and then getting out. I do not view gold shares as a buy and hold type of situation. They're not going to go on appreciating decade after decade like the India, like a good India fund or a good China fund, for instance. Okay, I think that's pretty much it in terms of items of interest. Now, I did mention it in the website, but I'll mention it again here because of the Wagner Ring cycle. I am out very early tomorrow. I'll be completing around 3 p.m. British summertime. I'll have so, I'll, but I'll be in very early to get a drop on the copy. But I will be producing a little less, almost inevitably, because I've also got a board meeting. Those are necessary items in monthly tedium. But I'd much rather be working on the website, as you know. Okay, folks, all the best to all of you.